A very recognizable mansion just outside of Bloomington Normal makes a cameo in a popular TV show.
They were looking for a, you know, kind of a boarding house in the middle of nowhere in Kansas. So this kind of fit what they needed.
That's Duncan Manor owner Dave Howell. I'm Dina Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington. CIRA is committed to health and safety so passengers can travel with confidence and comfort. At CIRA, enhanced health protection measures are in place. Ready, set, CIRA. More at CIRA.com.
It's Thursday, December 10th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now, let's lead off with plans for a new agriculture complex Heartland Community College wants to bring to campus. As Eric Stock reports, the size and scope of the proposed complex may depend on available funding.
The Heartland Board of Trustees has approved an architectural agreement to begin design work on the project. School officials expect construction to cost up to $25 million. Jim Hubbard, Executive Director of Facilities and Public Safety, says Heartland is seeking state funding to cover at least some of the cost.
We're optimistic that they will fund it, but we also recognize the situation that the state is in right now in terms of revenue and expenses.
Heartland President Keith Corneal says the school will likely need to fundraise or use bonds or both to cover part of the cost. He says the school could reduce the project's size or build in phases, depending on funding. He says the ag complex is long overdue. Heartland has had an agriculture program since 2015.
As we continue to grow in that area and expand our programs in that area, it was clear that we didn't have the types of facilities that were necessary to support those academic programs.
Heartland is seeking to expand its ag program to offer what Corneal described as work-ready certificates in agribusiness and related fields starting next fall. Corneal says the school likely won't know until January the financial impact of a recent cyber attack on the school's computer systems. He says Heartland is well positioned to absorb an expected drop in enrollment, but he didn't rule out some cuts in course offerings.
We will have some decline, I'm sure, but financially and otherwise, I think that we're in a good place.
Heartland officials say the cyber attack pushed back enrollment 15 days. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. The McLean County Health Department reported 117 new COVID-19 cases yesterday, as our testing positivity rate remained just above 9%. Hospital capacity tightened slightly. The beating death of an 8-year-old Normal girl, Rika Roundtree, is the focus of a federal lawsuit filed against six child welfare workers, the child's father, and the woman serving life in prison for killing her. A judge sentenced Anthony Crows of Bloomington to 4.5 years in prison and ordered him to pay restitution in connection with summertime looting. That sentence ran contrary to a state recommendation for probation. And Mark Fellheimer has been reelected to chief judge of the 11th Judicial Circuit that includes McLean County. He started the job in 2018. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. If you watched the mostly black and white episode 9 of the FX TV show Fargo, you might have recognized a historic farmhouse where some of the action was set. WGLT student reporter Katrina Peterson has a story.
The Duncan Manor Mansion near Towanda on Towanda Barnes acted as a boarding house run by two sisters that didn't get along.
Come on, I'll give you the tour. This is the sitting room. Board games and conversating.
What's with the line every place?
Well, now, the sisters, they ain't got along since the Dust Bowl days, but neither will renounce their claim to the premises. So I ask y'all questions and give you your answers. You either go west or east.
Fargo FX Productions filmed at the mansion for about 4 days. You can see two of the rooms in the episode. The first is the parlor, which acted as a lobby and check-in. The second room is the living room, used as a place for guests to just relax. All of the walls were papered in two different styles, split down the middle, as well as the furniture and rugs. Duncan Manor owner Dave Howell says he got to see the set come to life.
As far as kind of the house goes, it was pretty interesting. They did a lot of prep work. Basically, we were out of the house for about 3 weeks while they redid everything and got it to their standards. And then I think they filmed for about 4 days, and then they took about another week to kind of put it back to normal or the condition we had it.
In fact, more of the show was shot in central Illinois. Pontiac and Flanagan were filming locations last season as well. Pontiac Mayor Bill Alvey says about 150 cast and crew stayed in Pontiac hotels. Filming in Pontiac took place on Mill Street, primarily in the 300 block. Duncan Manor owner Howell says a bus of about 30 unloaded at Duncan Manor Mansion to film in Towanda.
They partnered with a production company out of Chicago, and we just had, there was a location scout that approached us. So she approached us, and anyway, kind of went from there, so it's kind of interesting. They were looking for a scene, you know, kind of a boarding house in the middle of nowhere in Kansas. So this kind of fit what they needed. It was close enough, I think, to the Chicago area where all those guys, they have all their sets and everything up there as well. So, yeah, they just kind of approached us, and we kind of worked back and forth.
Duncan Manor dates to the 1860s. In 1864, William Duncan bought 300 acres outside of Towanda, Illinois, and called this land Towanda Meadows. He was a cattle baron. Nearly 150 years later, the Howell family moved in July 6, 2014. Also in 2014, the Fargo series premiered its first season. Fargo is an American anthology black comedy crime drama television series primarily written by Noah Hawley. This is the first time Duncan Manor was used for filming, and in the future, Howell says they would be open to discussing more productions being filmed there.
You know, it is our home and we do live in it, so we're kind of, it'd have to be the right situation and people. These guys were super professional.
When the Howell family first moved in, the manor had no electricity, plumbing, water, or HVAC. The roof was leaking, walls were crumbling, and porches rotting. They are renovating to open the mansion to the public. Howell says he hopes the mansion will host events like weddings next year. Duncan Manor has passed through many hands, but for the majority of its existence, it has acted as a rental property. I'm Katrina Peterson.
Before we let you go, a reminder that we're carrying Governor J.B. Pritzker's daily COVID briefings here on WGLT. Listen every weekday afternoon at 2:30. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington. CIRA is committed to health and safety so passengers can travel with confidence and comfort. At CIRA, enhanced health protection measures are in place. Ready, set, CIRA. More at CIRA.com.